Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Tony Mata. He's a big man in the beef industry. We're back with Tony in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, J&J Cattle Company is having a dispersal sale Friday evening, May 21st, and Saturday, May 22nd, at the ranch near Orlando, Oklahoma, selling 128 lots, plus a special embryo and semen auction at 7:30 p.m. Friday night. The dispersal sale at 12 noon Saturday will include registered Angus spring pairs, fall-born heifer calves, and spring yearlings. You can see the catalog online at jandjcattle.com or call for more information, 580-455-2256. J&J Cattle Dispersal Sale, May 21st. 1st and 22nd at the ranch.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
Extending work from the Beef Checkoff funded Muscle Profiling Project, a lot of successful new cuts have been uncovered, including the Petite Tender, the Ranch Cut, the Flatiron Steak, as well as five successful new cuts from what's called the Chuck Roll. The third and most recent phase of the project is to maximize value of the beef round. The chuck and the round combine to make up about 50% of the weight of the carcass, but only contribute maybe 25% of the actual value. Of this amount, the round makes up 23% of the beef carcass. One of the biggest attributes of the beef round is its large size allows for many cuts to be generated. In addition, many raw material applications may qualify as lean. Tony Mata is round technical lead for the Checkoff-funded Beef Innovations Group, or the Big Group, says the beef industry has discovered a hidden treasure in the beef round.
Well, that's one of the most surprising aspects of the way we fabricate the carcass. For many years, we have ignored muscles and the chuck and the round that we shouldn't have done so. But as we look at those muscles, lots of opportunities have come up. We have gone through phase one and phase two of what we call the beef value cuts program, and those two phases were from the chuck. Now we're working on the round, and there are 14 muscles in the round that opportunities are there.
Mata says that information has been gathered from retailers, processors, and food service operators on how they currently utilize the round. It says the beef round has several advantages.
The muscles of the round have the advantage that they are pretty good size. They are easy to train personnel for fabricating them, and the yield is pretty good. So unlike, for example, the top blade, which we had a challenge in convincing packers to fabricate it and sell it as a flat iron and processors, that item has a yield of 45-50%, and also you really have to have trained personnel to handle it. However, that's not the case of the muscles from the round. They're easier and higher yields.
Mata believes the work from the round and its discoveries expected to add another $20 to $30 per head to producers when new cuts enter the marketplace. He adds that the Beef Checkoff-funded work is critical to increase beef demand and also add variety and more choices of beef products for today's consumer.
The good thing about it is that it has fantastic flavor, good marbling, and it is by laboratory measurements and with taste panels number four in tenderness. So some people have even dared to say that the Denver cut, once it takes off, is going to be a bigger hit than the flat iron. It has better size, and it is easier, much easier to fabricate into steaks than the top blade. So
Tony Mata with the Beef Innovations Group. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
For over 116 years, W.B. Johnson Grain Company has had a simple philosophy, focus on the farmer. Staying true to this tradition, W.B. Johnson Grain has opened in excess of 4 million bushels of additional space to accommodate the needs of our customers for this year's wheat harvest. As a company, Johnson's goal is to listen and respond to what farmers are telling us. That's why we are continually striving to provide the best service possible to aid in the success of our customers by meeting their storage needs. To learn more, call Johnson's at 580-233-5800.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes.